Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And you know, you can always be a part of everything by messaging us on Facebook or Instagram. Or if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, you can click the talkback mic and you can send us a message that way.
My favorite thing, one of my favorite things to happen in a family is when there's just an accidental thing that happens that becomes a tradition or it becomes a thing, a private joke, whatever it may be. Mm. And we had that happen the other night. Murphy, we went to dinner with the girls. So, you know, Phoebe graduated from high school. We've been traveling away from them while they watch the house. So it's been nuts. So we finally got together for the four of us, me, Murphy, Taylor, and Phoebe, to have our family dinner. And we go have and we pick one of our favorite places for Asian food. Mm. And we sit down outside, mind you, a covered area. I like eating outside sometimes when the weather's right, and it was right. And so we sat down, and we all order, and Murphy ordered something that is becoming, it's going to become a thing, and that is when you ordered soup.
Yes.
You want to tell Sam about this? Well, I can't wait to do this again.
So I ordered egg drop soup on the menu, and this is a, you know, is an Asian American chain across the country.
Delicious.
And the soup, apparently you can get a cup or a bowl. Right. Well, I'm like, I was in the mood for a bowl.
He was
so that's what
it.
I was going to get. And after I ordered it and the waiter went, you know, away from the table, I looked back at the menu and saw cup and bowl, and the price wasn't that tremendously different.
It but never
next,
is.
But next to bowl, it says serves six.
And it's like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I hope you all want egg drop soup, girls.
Yeah. And fortunately, everybody did want egg drop soup. And I know.
It was the biggest bowl you ever seen.
Yeah, I debated, you know, I even debated, do I go back and change it? And when he brings it out, he was having to be so careful. He said, well, they filled this baby full. And they did. And so he brought individual bowls out and we all shared it. And so, but I think that's going to become a tradition because it was delicious egg drop soup.
Yeah. It was really good, you know, but it was the big, huge bowl and he sat it down right in front of Murphy and they were like, you know, we're going to need bowls for everybody because when I ordered this, I thought I was ordering just a bowl of soup. So you got to pay attention to that sort of thing. But it was so funny that we will always want to get that as a family now.
At that restaurant. Yeah. Yeah.
We always will because we all got to sample it.
Yeah, well,
so
fair, you can do the same thing with the miso soup there too. Apparently,
you can do it with any soup.
I did not know that. You know, but the
it's just funny. It's always going to be a thing now.
I do. I love how something like that can turn into a tradition,
a family thing.
All of a sudden, and by the way, it's a value. Also, Jody laughs at that one.
There we go.
It's a value, kids.
You know me and the value proposition. Yeah. I love that. So you know the cup of soup, if I'm remembering correctly, is like $6. And the bowl that serves six is 13. So by the time you divide that by four, that's $3.50 a person. I got a deal.
He told that story at the table, too. It's like, okay.
What was the reaction from the kids?
Thanks, Dad. Anyway, I'm going to say this. We are a family of soup lovers. I have always loved soup. It makes me feel cared for. I don't know, especially good soup. And Phoebe is that way, too. She's an old soul. She always has loved soup. And she was saying at the table that she wishes we could go to some place that had a soup flight. I'm like, well, you can always order two or three cups of soup instead of a bowl. And it's true.
Yeah.
Because she wants to try every soup on the menu.
Yeah. Well, when I think about it, many times if I'll skip an appetizer, if the menu has soup or gumbo or something along those lines, that's what I'm going to go for.
That is your appetizer then.
Yeah, I love it. So I can't resist that going into a meal.
And Taylor is a foodie in her own right, and she's been cooking more lately, and she's cooking soups. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's just become a thing.
Is there any restaurant in this country that's just a soup restaurant?
Probably. I would guess yes.
Yeah.
Bet money.
It seems like some of these delis or some of these other places that you would serve yourself, some of them have had like multiple soups, you know? All you can eat, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but he means soup only.
Right.
Like a soup restaurant. We know about soup kitchens.
We'll have to Google and find out. Mm. It's so specialized. You think about it, serving only soup probably would not fill somebody up. So you probably have to serve other things.
Yeah.
But you might have a place that specializes in But
for sure.
When Phoebe said soup flight, I had never thought of that before. Oh, you really could have some fun with that.
Yeah.
You know, French onion. You could, there's so many cream-based soups that you could try.
And vichyssoise, too. Cold soup.
Yeah. I'm not a cold soup person. I can't. No, can you do cold soup?
I've never tried vichyssoise.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Yeah. Have you ever tried cold pumpkin soup?
No.
Okay. Neither of those.
But two things in that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, the time that I tried it, I didn't realize it was cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was never, neither of those have been appealing to me. And I know there are people who do that. I think that's a matter of expectation. In your head, you picture that a soup
is warm.
Is supposed to be hot.
Yeah.
Right.
So this soup shtick, is this only going to be at that restaurant or all restaurants from now on?
I mean, probably that one, since they sell a thing that serves six.
Yeah.
You know, it's meant to be shared. You just didn't realize it.
I will look for that. That's about the only place I've ever known because there are certain soups that lend themselves, I think, to the group soup pot. You know, I can see how egg drop soup is one of those. I can see how the broths or the miso type soups or, you know.
Vegetable soup.
Yeah, exactly. Those kinds of things. But, you know, a big bowl of chicken soup serving up. I guess that could be done, too. Maybe that's something Cracker Barrel ought to consider.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.